From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. President Obama welcomes fellow Liberal leader Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to the White House in the first such state visit by a Canadian leader in almost two decades. Obama highlighted the bonds between the United States and its northern neighbor during a Thursday arrival ceremony for Trudeau on the White House South Lawn.
Even as we remember what makes us unique, Americans and Canadians, we see ourselves in each other. We're guided by the same values, including our conviction that the blessings we cherish as free people are not gifts to be taken for granted, but are precious freedoms that have to be defended anew by every generation.
When they met later in the Oval Office, officials said the two leaders focused on fighting climate change, boosting trade, and fighting the Islamic State militant group. On climate change, they agreed to cut methane gas emissions by 40% to 45% below 2012 levels over the coming decade. Counterterrorism experts in Germany and other countries are studying tens of thousands of data files allegedly stolen from the Islamic State militant group. Britain's Sky News said it acquired the data from a disillusioned Islamic State defector who told a reporter in Turkey that he stole a memory stick from the head of the Islamic State's internal security. Reports say the files may contain information about more than 22,000 of the militant group's members, recruits, and sympathizers. Germany's interior minister said the revelation could help authorities to track down the militants wherever they were and lead to their prosecution. You're listening to VOA News. In another blow to the Islamic State group, U.S. defense officials say a key IS operative captured by American forces last month has been transferred to Iraqi custody. The official said the captured militant had provided a U.S.-led coalition with valuable information about the Islamic State group's chemical weapons capabilities. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook referred to Sleiman Daoud al-Bakr, also known as Abu Daoud, as the Islamic State's emir of chemical and traditional weapons manufacturing. The official said the suspect revealed details on IS chemical weapons facilities and production, as well as the people involved. Myanmar's National League for Democracy Party has decided not to put forward the name of its leader Aung San Suu Kyi for consideration as president or vice president. The NLD won an overwhelming number of seats in parliament in the country's recent general election last November. A clause in Myanmar's military written constitution prevents Suu Kyi from being appointed president because her sons have foreign citizenship. VOA correspondent Steve Herman has more from Myanmar's parliament in the capital, Naypyidaw.
It was a bittersweet day for NLD lawmakers as they could not add the name of Aung San Suu Kyi to the list from which Myanmar's next president will be chosen.
I'm very sad. She is the right president, but I hopefully become one day she will be president.
The NLD's prime candidate to become president is the Oxford-educated Tin Jaw, an unelected confidant of the party's leader. NLD lawmakers will be instructed to vote for him, so it is virtually certain he will be the next president, as well as labeled a puppet of Aung San Suu Kyi, who has stated she will be above the presidency.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the parliament in Naypyidaw.
Austria has endorsed a decision by four Balkan countries to close their borders this week to almost all migrants. Austria's interior minister said her government supports the Balkan nation's move to restrict immigrants trying to cross the Balkan region into northern Europe. Vienna also has called for the migrants' path to northern Europe to remain closed indefinitely. This week's action by Slovenia, Macedonia, Serbia, and Croatia applies to all migrants except those planning to seek asylum within the four countries. And the European Central Bank has introduced a new round of economic stimulus measures. Thursday's moves are part of a new EU effort to boost the economic fortunes in the 19-country bloc that uses the euro currency. The continent's central bank cut all of its key interest rates and increased its monthly asset buying program. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.